Proclamation number 7094 of 16th of April, 1958. The earthly world is the realm of the adversary. Since the earthly world is my adversary's kingdom, he also has a certain right in it which will not be curtailed by me, but which you humans yourselves can dispute if you don't bow to his will. For he seeks to influence your will precisely through the world, through everything that is connected with matter. He seeks to increase your greed for matter. He influences you through matter by presenting it to you so enticingly that you strive to possess it. I do not deny him his action and his intention, because he still has a right to you who once voluntarily followed him to the abyss. But you can resist him. You can resist all temptations if you are serious about becoming free from him and successfully completing your earthly path. For he cannot force your will. You can decide for yourselves in utmost freedom. And you should use this freedom correctly. You should recognize the world as his kingdom and seek to escape from him. For I will always help you to do so if it is your earnest will. And thus you can never release yourselves from the responsibility towards your soul, because you alone decide whether my adversary retains power over you or you become free from this power. He cannot force you. And I likewise do not use coercion, neither towards you nor towards him. But to the same extent as he tries his arts of seduction on you, I am also willing to provide you with gifts of grace, so that it is therefore certainly possible for you to resist him. And if people's current spiritual state is so low, if their thinking is only materially oriented and all their thoughts and aspirations are only directed towards the attainment of earthly goods, then this is solely attributable to people, because they voluntarily comply with my adversary's wishes although they could nevertheless resist him. Again and again, it is freedom of will which determines every person's spiritual state, but which is not taken away from him as long as he stays on this earth as a human being. But through his freedom of will, through the misuse of his will, he can get so far that his will is bound again, that he is placed into the state of complete bondage again, which is exceedingly agonizing. That he himself becomes matter, which he aspired to during his earthly change. Then the adversary will certainly have won the victory by preventing the return to me, but he will only have delayed it, in a spiritual substance, which he believed to gain for himself through his influence, will again be withdrawn from his power and influence. And that also means weakening of himself again for an infinitely long time. My kingdom is not of this world. These words should tell you humans most clearly what to think of the earthly world. If you are at all interested in taking possession of my kingdom one day, but precisely the worldly people, the materialists, are satisfied with the possession of this world, they don't strive for a spiritual kingdom, for they are already completely under the spell of the Lord of this world. Even though they don't accept him as a being by whom they are influenced. For he strikes them with complete blindness, he prevents them from even the faintest light of realization, he lights blind lights for them which make it impossible to see a true light. And I will not stop his activity. After all, it concerns the free decision of will which the human being is supposed to make on earth. My means of help, however, could contribute towards a change of will, for they mainly consist of making people aware of the transience of matter, of repeatedly depriving them of their possessions in order to induce them to strive for imperishable possessions. which is why again and again events will occur in the lost days which will very clearly point people to the worthlessness of what the world offers. For I will not refrain from anything that can still help people. I will do everything to save them from the fate of a new banishment, the significance of which people don't know and also don't believe when the knowledge is conveyed to them. And therefore much will still happen before the last day comes, which will then also irrevocably decide the fate of all people. Amen.